immediately. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Friday, 7/11/2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Joining us on the line right now is the author of the book, Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success. Rick Randall is on the line. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, Randy. How are you today?
We are good. Looking forward to the weekend, getting some honeydews done. And one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, you and I had spoke outside the radio show here about different letters and poems and things that you've written over the years. And a couple years ago, you wrote something and you said, you know what? I think this would be something I'd like to share with the radio family on the show. So you pulled up this letter for us and we're going to get started on it. And I want you to take your time and go through it because it sounds like a pretty good message I'd like the audience to hear.
So pass the positive is our slogan. And I wrote this letter. This is just a good letter a couple years ago. And I just started with just the thought in mind. And so here's how it goes. Dear Randy, I'm writing to let you know that I was recently diagnosed with really happy disease. The doctors say that it is very rare among humans, and therefore they really know nothing much about it. The prognosis is sketchy at best, in the view of the lack of information, but their advice is to live one day at a time, and ironically, stay positive. My symptoms included a variety of crazy things like trying to love one another and be nice to people, almost ridiculous. I found myself going out of my way to give away kindness and to help my friends and my neighbors. I was just not myself. I started to believe in the golden rule and started to treat other people as I'd like to be treated. Dale Carnegie suggested, don't criticize, condemn, or complain. And I actually started to live that way. Who is this person in the mirror? I don't know you anymore. Suddenly I was more confident because I started to believe in myself, in the human race, and I knew that we could all live together and like it. I started to believe in the natural goodness of life and love and living, and I really felt good. How absurd is that? I got excited as I started to write down goals and make a plan for my life and even think that it might be possible. I think I might have a fever. The next thing you know, I was thinking positively about the future, taking walks, breathing deeply, drinking water, and would you believe I started to do a little exercise? I was a mess. I could not wait to wake up each day and get that day started. There was so much to see and to learn and to do. Boredom was no longer a pastime, and I got excited about what I was doing instead of getting anxious about it. Yes, weird, very, very weird. I used to be depressed and was often disappointed about what was going on in my life, and now I'm pumped up about being me. I was meeting new people and learning so much about what it is like to be alive. Slow down, bro. Something is way off. The gift of my life was no longer a burden. And I truly appreciated my life as a gift. I started to eat healthy, feeding my body with really good food and really good food for thought. I started to read and study positive thinking, and the next thing you know, my life was full of happiness, and I knew that I was really, really sick. It occurred to me that I might matter, and that I was actually here to make a positive difference in the lives of other people. It became my mission to make this true, and for as long as I was here, my goal is to make people's lives better because I was here. That is when I was diagnosed. The doctor said that that was the final symptom, and that not only was I really, really sick, but I might even be nuts. When I heard that, I got really excited, and I went out and bought some cashews. I love cashews. Because of that behavior, I was dismissed from care, and now I need a new doctor. I actually think the cashews are working, but perhaps I should get some mixed nuts and see if that'll be better. I might even be thinking that I'm going to be okay. Thank you. Randy, pass the buzz. Positive.
Anyways. I love it. That is too funny. You know, and the thing of it is, when we look at the sickness of happiness and being absolutely diagnosed with it, you know, in that letter, it's kind of interesting. because it relates so much to your new book and in the good words that are in it, where it's not only, you know, making people feel good about themselves, but be happy and have that outward appearance or attitude. It actually, Rick, it actually starts to become part of your aura. It becomes part of your smile. It becomes part of the energy you put out there to other people.
Yes, I was just right about joy. You know, joy and just the true joy in life becomes true because you're generally interested in it. And you're, I say this, is that believe in the natural goodness of life and love and living, and the light in your life gets so much brighter. I wrote a cool poem about happiness, but it's maybe a little long for this segment. But I was going to start with this too, is that remember I mentioned about love God back? You know, what if you love God back? Because first you have to realize that love is where we came from, and it's because of love that we are here. And
sure.
So if you absolutely knew that was true, then you would live your life from love, and if you live your life from love, you'll love the life you live. So, okay, so if that's true, then you go love God back because God loves you. And so then the next part of that is, okay, if I say the word heaven, a lot of people have a thought, you know, about what heaven might look like. And I thought, you know, the concept of heaven here on earth is kind of a neat idea also. And you go, if heaven would look like that over there, what about making it look like that, kind of like right here and now?
And sure.
So then I talk about this, is that if you had a goal, you know, whatever the goal is, and that's also important, is if you have a goal, write it down. And so when you write it down, that invites the universe into the caper, I wrote in one of my poems. And so you write it down, and then you read it, and you focus on it, and you just watch kind of the magic that happens because of it. So anyways, you go, if you had a goal, then what would be the goal? And then you write it down, and then you read it, and you go, okay, now what is the behavior to achieve the goal? And so you go, well, you identify that, you define that. And then you go, okay, well, now I just got to practice the behavior, right? So the more I practice the behavior, then the more that the goal will come true, just because that's just how it works. Walter Russell and Leo Russell are a couple people that I've studied, and they talk about as you move closer to something, the something moves closer to you. And so then back to the, you know, what does heaven look like? You go, man, how do we kind of enjoy that experience here on the planet? And so then I went down to the lake this morning. I ride my bike and I go down to the Torch Lake is just across the street from us. And it is just absolutely gorgeous in the morning. And this morning there was quite a few people, and I like to go in and go swimming, and people always joke. They go, was that your shower? And you go, well, you know, come on. I used a little biodegradable soap. Anyways.
right.
So I went down and it was really cool. There was quite a few people around there, you know, which isn't always the case, but it's Friday and start of the weekend. And this one lady, these two ladies came down and they sat down on the edge, and it's just funny, you kind of listen to the people around you, and Torch is so pretty, and it's just clear as can be. And so, you know, everybody sees that, and you're like, wow, you go out, doesn't matter how deep you go out, you still see your feet. And so I asked this lady, I'm coming out of the water, and she was sitting there, and I said, isn't this just incredible? And Randy, just saying that, her light went on. It was just suddenly her smile, and it was just so interesting, because I was locking these two gals sitting next to each other, and they weren't talking, and they didn't look like, you know, like you're sitting on the edge of Torch Lake, you might want to just kind of smile for a minute. And
sure.
Anyway, so as soon as I said that, then the smile turned on, and it was like, wow, this lady just looked so much different. And I thought, wow, that was easy. And then now if I toss a bracelet, I should have handed her a bracelet too. And then she would have just, you know, hopefully you make people's day is kind of what the concept is. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, and again, I've started using it when I'm interacting in the stores and I'm out doing shopping. And I basically just have a smile on my face when people – you know, you're pushing your cart, they're pushing their cart, they're going the opposite way, and some people will make eye contact, some won't, you know, they don't want to look at you, whatever, that's fine, but when they do, and you just, like, smile at them, they smile back, you know, it's like, it's almost like an action-reaction kind of thing.
You know, that's how life works. I mean, the pendulum of life swings both ways forever. And so, you know, what you're pushing in one direction, it's pushing right back in your direction, you know.
So sure.
I was out mowing my grass. I loved mowing my grass. I was telling you about that last time. But I have a tractor, and I get to go ride around. Well, the neat thing about mowing your grass is, for the most part, you know, you really don't have to think about what it is you're doing. You know, you're just, but you get to think about a lot of other stuff. And yeah. So I'm just thinking about your life experience. When you have a thought, you know, how does it make you feel? And so I see a lot of this political stuff, which I've said I'm not very political, but sure. you know what is right, you know what is nice, you know what is kindness, right? You know what feels good. So if you're having an experience just in your life, you just think, okay, a thought shows up, you know, eliminate hate, eliminate anger, sadness. I mean, sadness sometimes, but you know, I can't believe the rage that exists in so many people. And I think, you know, so they have toxic thoughts. When you say you have chemical toxicity in your brain, right? So you have a chemical imbalance. People have depression, or they have anxiety, or they have, oh, my dear friend Teresa, she got so sick for a couple years, I think. And it was just, it was kind of her own thinking. And well, definitely, I mean, there really was nothing wrong. But there was. You know, and so if you have thoughts that just aren't healthy thought, you know, it's a healthy thought. If this feels good, you know, your behavior, your emotions, you know, your strength of just your soul, you know, I mean, it should be about, you know, love. It should feel good. And that's what the book is about, is that you control the thoughts that you keep in your house. And so it just depends on what you're writing your thoughts with. What words are you using to write your thoughts? And again, we have only 1,500 words in our Good Words daily Good Words bag. So you think if you only have 1,500 words, it should be full of just, you know, the best words ever, right?
Sure, sure.
So that's funny too, because thanks for counting them again. I only wrote 123 words, but there's, so you got a lot more words to come up with to put in your bag. And so I'll be write another book. You know, you could start thinking about words that maybe you should have slipped in this copy, but you know, that'll come. And then also remember this. I was thinking, remember, if I could get positive stories, if people could submit positive stories and send them to my P.O. Box, 421, and it's Eastport, Michigan, 49627. And I think that would be kind of neat. And then I could even read some of the positive stories on your talk show and sure. just hear what's happening. So unfortunately, you told me that your event's canceled for next weekend, but.
Well, yeah, we're going to talk about that later, but absolutely. Okay. And be part of it, in the next segment. Want to hold you over. I got a couple of text messages coming in, but okay. We're speaking with Rick Randall. He's the author of the book Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and also do us a favor, go into your local bookstore and ask them, do you have Road Trip by Rick Randall? And if they don't, they can perhaps order one for you. We're gonna take a short break. Got a couple of text messages for Rick. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
That's funny. His show is his.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
There that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey.
from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Rick here in the next couple of minutes we have to wrap up with you. I'd like you to pick a word out of the book and maybe share that with the folks, something you'd like to leave for the radio family to think about here this weekend and Monday morning. Perhaps a word out of the book, Road Trip, if you could do that for us. Greatly appreciate it.
So we were talking on these lines. I chose the word nice, and so I got the power statement. So I have definition, and then I have inspiration, motivation, and I have the poem afterwards. So I'll read this. And Randy, I have a few minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice cushions the seat on the road trip. Nice is compassionate and friendly as well. When you meet nice, you know it. Immediately you can tell. Nice people have mojo, makes your heart thrive. Nice is all about love, makes it great to be alive. Nice is about this incredible feeling that comes from within. Give me all the nice, please. Fill my soul to the brim. Share nice with the people that you meet every day. Nice brings the sunshine back and moves the clouds away. And I thought, if we just try that, you know, because everybody knows, right? You know when you're nice or when you're not nice.
So, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, and you don't want to be not nice. You know, I mean, you don't want to have to say you're sorry because you didn't think through what you were doing. Just start with loving your life. You know, I absolutely love my life. Today, this morning, you know, my bicycle ride, the water. We especially up in northern Michigan, we live in just such an incredible place. But everything can be an incredible place if we just decide to be nice.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think, too, again, you know, the way you treat others, the way you want to be treated, bottom line is you're nice to somebody. They're going to be like, okay, what did I do to deserve this? Why are you being nice to me? And maybe, no. Just maybe they reciprocate and they're nice back to you, you know?
Yeah, well, so, I'll tell you what, really happy disease could become a virus.
And, yeah.
We wouldn't have to worry about any kind of vaccination or nothing. It'd just be just a lot of fun.
Everybody so, happy and nice. I absolutely love it. Well, again, I want to mention the title of the book, Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success. You can get it on Amazon. Do us a favor. If you do get a copy of the book, read it. Go back to Amazon and write a review. We're trying to build the reviews up on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other places as well. And again, go to your local bookstore. If they don't have it, ask them about Road Trip by Rick Randall and see if they can order it for you. We greatly appreciate it. Rick, I'm going to let you go. You have a great weekend, sir, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Randy, I sure appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, brother. Have a good weekend.
You bet. Bye, Randy.
Bye-bye. We got a couple of short text messages here that I got to get to real quick. The first congressional district, I had a few folks who wanted to be able to get that information for the upcoming event. It's happening on July 30th down in McBain, Michigan. This is a fundraiser for the 1st Congressional District Republican Committee. If you'd like that information, just text me the number 1ST, the number 1ST for first, and I'll be able to send that to you as well. Also, they have a phone number on that flyer that you can contact the treasurer. You can purchase the tickets online. You can use a QR code scanner that they have. You can also text me, first ST, and they also have an email address that I can send you on the flyer as well. So greatly appreciate you guys reminding me of getting that into the show today. Also, I want to remind you that we have basically postponed the upcoming Fun Shoot Pig Roast for this year. We were reaching out to governor candidates and U.S. Senate candidates and different folks and not having a whole lot of luck getting them to commit to the event for this year. So what we've done is we've postponed it. We rewrote it already. It's on the website, acconservatives.org. You can see that we rewrote it already. It's going to be the third Saturday in July next year, July 18th, 2026. And we're going to make that a governor's debate. I'm going to be moderating the event. The candidates that choose to show up will be there to answer some questions. We'll have a great discussion, a good debate to certain questions, issues that we're looking for out of our next governor candidate. Now, this is going to happen July 18th, 2026, next year. Mark your calendars, because it's going to take place actually just 2-3 weeks before the August primary. That August primary is going to be the primary election that we, the people, will be making our decisions as to who we want to support. So hopefully, if John James is in the race and supposedly still leading based on name recognition, along with Mike Cox, the former attorney general for the state of Michigan, we have other candidates, Eric Nesbitt, the Senate Minority Leader, and other folks. By then, I'm sure there'll be more people coming on board here in September. I'm going to be attending the Michigan Republican Party's Leadership Conference on Mackinac Island in September. I'm going to be broadcasting from the Green Room, actually, that Friday show. And so I'll be talking with these guys and making sure they confirm to lock in on their calendars for next year, which is what we would like you guys to do as well. So again, that's going to be Saturday, the third Saturday in July, July 18th, next year, 2026. If you've already bought tickets for this year, you should have received your refund from our PayPal account. If you haven't, just please text me or give me a call, and I'll pass it on to the lady who's handling that for us, and we'll get you refunded. Or, like Tim, Tarjeff, and others said, just keep the money, keep me on the list. My ticket's already paid for. We're good to go. We'll see you next year, Saturday, July 18, 2026, in Central Lake, Michigan. Thank you so much for participating, being part of the show this week. We head back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to